Hi, I'm Shakayla Walker, and I'm at Chicago Vocational Career Academy in Mr. Sieber's American History class. You're listening to Outside the Loop, Chicago's Almost Above Ground audio magazine.
Thank you very much, Shakayla. Yes, this is Outside the Loop. I am Mike Steven here on WGN. This is show number 449, and what we do here is take a look at local issues and topics that don't always get mainstream media attention. Stuff that sort of flies underneath the mainstream radar. That's what we are all about here on Outside the Loop. You can check out the website OutsideTheLoopRadio.com and the audio archives at WGNRadio.com. You can say hello on Facebook and on Twitter. That handle is at Outside the Loop. Now, you heard Shakayla say that she is at Chicago Vocational Career Academy. That's where we are broadcasting from this morning. Chicago Vocational Career Academy here in the South Chicago neighborhood. We're at 2100 East 87th Street. And from time to time, I like to get Outside the Loop out of the studio and into the community. And today is really great because we are here at the school and we'll be looking at the future of Chicago from the perspective of actually the future of Chicago high school students. And you heard Shakayla say that we are here in Mr. Stieber's classroom. Mr. Stieber, Mr. Dave Stieber, is a teacher here at Chicago Vocational Career Academy. He joins me here. Dave, thanks for having me over here to the school. This school is absolutely massive. How many students are here?
Thanks for having me on, Mike. We're, I think, about 1,500 students. The school, I think, is made for way bigger than that. It's a massive school. And it's this is my first year, so it's taken me probably about 4 months to figure out just my way around.
It's so, like you're the freshman kind of walking
exactly.
around.
Yeah, I'm surprised someone wasn't hazing me. But yeah.
Well, talking about you as an educator, you've been doing education for about 10 years now, right?
Yep.
Why did you want to teach at a school like this? And I guess the first question I should really ask you is, tell me a little bit about Chicago Vocational Career Academy. What is this school all about?
So this is my second school in CPS, and this school is totally different from the first one I met in terms of the size. Like, as you mentioned, the first school I was at was in Englewood, and it was about 400 students and about 30 staff, and I loved it, and it was just kind of time for a change. So I chose to come here because the librarian, Miss Chambers, who I knew through poetry. She told me a lot about the school, and I kind of liked it, and I like teaching on the South Side. And so when I found this opportunity, I was just one that I was really interested in, and just for the total change, just in the size and just the students. And the school is pretty unique too because it offers a lot of vocations that most schools don't have or used to have. You know, like the students can major in all sorts of things like cosmetology, horticulture, mechanics, and engineering. There's just lots of options that they have that they're exposed to where most schools don't have those anymore.
And I think in education, you know, we talk about such an emphasis on standardized test scores, and of course they're important, but a vocational school is also very important mm-hmm. because maybe some people don't want to go to college. Maybe some students don't want to go to college, and that's the way it is. That's great. That's fine. But they can be super successful in certain professions, and this school, this type of school, trains them for that.
Right. I mean, this school is great because it has, you know, prepares kids for college, right? And then you can also take these majors that would prepare you for the workforce if you want to do that now, or college, and you can major in mechanics and engineering in college too. So you got this experience prior to that to kind of know if you're really into it or not. So it's like a, you know, kind of hands-on training before you actually go to it and major in it.
We'll be talking to some students that attend Chicago Vocational Career Academy, but from your point of view as an educator, you teach history here at the school. Tell me your thoughts about the student body here. What are they like?
I mean, people have their views of kids anywhere, just depending on where they live in Chicago. And we're a very segregated city.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, one of the most segregated cities. And, you know, like the thing teachers know, and I think people who are aware know, is that kids are kids anywhere, right? Like the kids here at CBS, CBCA, are similar to kids that you would find in the suburbs or kids you'd find on the north side or whatever. I mean, there's kids who just are goofy kids, you know, who just like having fun. There's kids who are going to be studious and study in class like you would find any school. Kids that play sports, kids that do all these different activities in clubs. And so, I mean, for teachers, the reason we teach is because of the students. And so, like, the students here keep me inspired and motivated and want me and keep me excited to be in the classroom. And so that's why teachers anywhere teach. And so the kids here just kind of are what you imagine kids to be in whatever school you went to growing up.
And I think some of us might hear that phrase, you know, I teach because of the students. The students inspire me. And people might say, well, how the heck does that work? Because, you know, they're teenagers. Right. Why would you want to hang out with teenagers all day? But just having been around students here and in other schools, I mean, I totally agree. These students are inspirational because they are the future.
Right.
As corny as that sounds.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and like, I obviously teach history and I love teaching history. And so I try to get my students to like history too. And some of them may decide history, you know, whatever, but hopefully by then they're like, well, Mr. Stieber, the way you taught it kind of made me interested in it if I wasn't before. But I mean, just like yesterday I posted something on Facebook about a conversation a student had with me. I was just staying there and the kids were working on something individually and it was pretty quiet. And she's like, Mr. Stieber, who dresses you? I'm like, I do. And she didn't say anything. And I'm like, am I doing a good job? And she's like, yes, you are. I thought your wife dressed you. And I'm like, oh, thanks for the compliment. So, I mean, just random. Like, yeah. Kids will say, like, the most random stuff and also, like, the most brilliant, insightful stuff. And it's just, that's part of being a teenager. Is like, your mind is kind of all over and you're figuring out how to be an adult. And so it's right. Like, this random stuff comes out of your mouth. And also this stuff, you're like, wow, like, you're going to be an amazing person someday. And that's why teachers, like, it's just always exciting.
Yeah, and there's so much of that, I think, that right. Goes on. In high school. You know, I said that sort of the theme of this show and why I wanted to bring it to a school here in Chicago is because I'm looking here at the future of the city. And I think we talk about the future of Chicago all the time in the media, and it's, oh, okay, our credit rating, and, you know, can we pay the bills? But at the very core of who we are here in Chicago and Chicagoland, it's the people.
Right.
It's the people that make up the community. Yep. And you are a part of that, and you're seeing that. You're interacting with the future of Chicago here, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's the thing about, like, having worked on, and I live on the South Side, too, so, like, living and working on the South Side for the past 10 years, like, people want to have their assumptions of everything, right? And so it's easy to turn on the news and be like, oh, another shooting at this location. And you're like, well, that neighborhood is terrible, right? And so, I mean, even the neighborhood I live in, which is an affluent neighborhood on the South Side in Hyde Park, like, people who are not from the South Side will still stereotype all the neighborhoods as bad, right? And so, like, the students I have on today, some of them live in great areas and some of them maybe not, but, like, it all gets lumped into one. It's just South Side, bad, dangerous, whatever, people terrible. And so you stop losing, people start to lose, like, these are people, right? And just lumping it as whatever. Like, I had an experience a few years ago where I was on the bus, just randomly talking to some lady, told her where I worked. This was when I was at my other school, and she just said, those people are animals. And that was the first thing that came out of her mouth. And so, like, part of me wanted to just respond in a very, like, unprofessional way, but then the other part of me is just like, you know what, the people I work with and the students I work with are amazing, and I've never had an interaction like you're stereotyping, and fortunately it happened to be my stop, so I was able to get off after that too. But I mean, it's just, people just need to realize that people are people, right? And so, like, every community has people who are doing things that are amazing, and then some communities have more issues than others, and that's where the city needs to kind of step up a bit, in my opinion.
Well, we're going to hear from some voices, some really great voices, students that attend Chicago Vocational Career Academy. That's where we're broadcasting from this morning here on Outside the Loop. Dave Stieber is a history teacher here at the school. Dave, thanks for having me over to your classroom. You've got a safe in your classroom, a huge walk-in safe. I am not going to ask what that's all about. This is a very old school. I get it. But we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with more here on Outside the Loop. I'm Mike Stieber. Here on 720 WGN. Mike Stieber here with you on Outside the Loop, Chicago's almost above ground audio magazine. Right now, listening to the local music from the band Deeper. You can check them out online, deeperchicago.bandcamp.com. Some poppy, spacey music. They have a show coming up on Tuesday, May 26th at the Empty Bottle. Each week, I love to feature local music here on the show, and you can always send us what you have. Just go to outsidetheloopradio.com. chicagovocational.com. We're broadcasting this morning from the Chicago Vocational Career Academy in the South Chicago neighborhood at 2100 East 87th Street. And we're talking about the future of Chicago. And who better to talk about the future of Chicago than the future of Chicago? Some high school students who are here with me in Mr. Stieber's history class on the second floor here at the school. We have Pierre Walton, who is a senior. Pierre, welcome to Outside the Loop.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. Shakayla Walker, a junior. Hi, Shakayla.
Hi.
You're doing great so far.
I'm fine.
And Monique Covington is here. She's also a junior. Hi, Monique.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, thanks so much, guys, for taking the time to talk about your lives here as high school students, as the future of Chicago. But let's get to know you guys a little bit. Pierre, you are a senior. You're about to graduate.
Yeah.
Very exciting. What are you going to do after graduation?
Well, after graduation, I'm going to enjoy my summer. And you know, this fall, I plan to attend Northern Illinois University.
Cool. And what are you going to study?
I'm still undecided, but I'm thinking more leaning towards criminal justice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Going into to that field?
Yeah, I like that.
Cool. And Shakayla, you're a junior. So you've got some time to figure some things out if you want.
Yeah.
What do you think you're going to do after high school here?
Well, I plan to go to college. I plan to go to the Culinary Institute of America in New York, and I want to become a chef. That's pretty much everything that I really planned about when I get out of high school. But since I still have a year left, I still have a little bit of thinking I have left to do, so I'm not completely decided about everything that I want to do. But my top thought is being a chef.
Are you a pretty good cook?
Yes.
What's your best dish?
Chicken.
Delicious. And Monique, what do you think about it? You've got another year too out of high school.
Yeah. I actually been looking at a couple colleges, but my main college I've been looking at is EIU, Eastern University.
Yeah.
And I want to major in being law school because, you know, I like the debate and, you know, everybody that had an equal right. So that's mm-hmm. what I want to do.
My sister-in-law went to EIU. So it's Charleston, Illinois,
yes.
Right? Yeah, the first Jimmy John's was in Charleston, Illinois.
Yes.
So little trivia for you. Well, guys, thanks for doing this. And, you know, we're talking about the future of Chicago, but let's talk about what's going on here in the present. And tell me about, I mean, your lives outside of school. And this is for anybody who wants to jump in. I mean, what do you guys like to do? First of all, what's your neighborhood? Where are you from?
Well, I live on 89th and Euclid. They call it Peel Hill. Like, my neighborhood is pretty nice. Like, I don't really hear a lot of bad stuff going on. It's mostly old people and stuff. So I'm the only young one on the block. So I got a lot of opportunities to make a lot of money doing stuff for older people. So I like my neighborhood.
You're a good guy in that neighborhood.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Shakayla, what about you?
I live over by Western on the south side. I live on 73rd and Maplewood. It's pretty much almost always quiet over there, but sometimes you do have police sirens and things that you normally hear. A couple of gunshots every now and then, but I don't really hear that much about everybody getting hurt around there. But it's my neighborhood, like my block that I live on, it's pretty nice. It's like clean grass, nice housing and everything. But I don't really communicate that much with people in my community. I just pretty much go along with my day and mind my own business sometimes.
Yeah, why do you think that is?
I guess I'm just that type of person. I just like to keep my head up and just go smoothly throughout my day.
Okay. And Monique, what about you?
I actually grew up on 75th and Wentworth, and my neighborhood is actually good because it's like a lot of older people that live on the block. So basically we keep up the grass and we help the neighbors keep up their grass, and we help out a lot of people, and everybody know each other. So basically everybody family. So my neighborhood, you'll hear little things, sirens, police, but nothing major.
And I think, I mean, I don't know how often you guys watch the news or read the newspapers, but do you guys sometimes feel like your communities, your neighborhoods are sort of looped into the, oh, there was another shooting on the south side? It's always, they always just say the south side.
Yes.
You know, they never say like, they just say the south side. And that is
specific area.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And even, you know, if they did, it's like, I'm sure there's much more that goes on in these specific areas than just shootings, and we never hear about that. But you mentioned that you hear some sirens and all that stuff, but it's living in the city. I live in Wicker Park, and I hear sirens all the time. Do you guys sort of feel lumped into, you know, oh, you live on the south side? Oh, man, well, it's pretty rough down there. Do you feel like that ever?
Yeah, yes. Like when they say like South Side, East Side stuff, like it's bad over there. I'm like, where? Not in my neighborhood. It's like, yeah. It's always a lot of positive stuff going on. Block clubs, like the park right around the corner. It's a lot of events that's going on there. It's a Chicago public. It's a park. It's a
public park?
Yeah, it's a public park. So yeah. Like, it's a lot of people. I see a lot of barbecues like on the weekends and stuff. Kids having fun. It's a water park there too. So I'm like, when they say bad stuff over here, I'm like, where? Like, not around my neighborhood. It's pretty quiet and good over here.
Yeah, what do you guys think?
I think sometimes when people ask me where I'm from, I tell them, they'd be like, you live over there, are you safe over there? And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty safe, nothing really ever happens. But they'll just jump to conclusion and say, you know who be over there, they be doing this and doing that. And I just be like, well, I never really experienced much like that, but it's pretty much the same thing every time I tell somebody where I'm from.
And Monique, what about you?
People ask me about my neighborhood, and you know, I live in Inglewood, and they always say like, oh my gosh, don't you be scared to go outside? No, I don't be scared, because things don't happen. Like, everywhere you go is bad. But
it's living in the city, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like wherever you are in the city, you run the risk. I mean, a lot of people are in this city.
Yeah.
And I've always maintained that 99% of the people that live in Chicago, no matter where you are, just want to, like, have a good life, you know? And they just want to get along and everything be cool and enjoy the things that we have here. Yeah. But I just, you know, and part of the reason why I'm here is because we hear the term the South Side. And it's like, oh my God, the South Side. We can't go down there. But what you're saying is there's a lot of good things happening here, especially here, like the Chicago Vocational Career Academy. A lot of good things happening here.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the future of Chicago with you guys. I know you're excited to be here in school when you don't have to be. So thank you again. Thank you again so much for being here. We're at the Chicago Vocational Career Academy at 2100 East 87th Street. And we're having a good time. We're here in Mr. Stieber's history classroom on the second floor here on Outside the Loop. I'm Mike Steven. We'll take a short break and we'll be back with more here on 720 WGN. WGN, Mike Steven here on Outside the Loop. Right now, listening to the local music from the band Deeper. You can check them out online, deeperchicago.bandcamp.com. Some pop synth rock from this band. They are playing a show coming up this Tuesday, May 26th, at the Empty Bottle on Western. Each week, I love to feature local music, so if you have any, you can just send us what you have through OutsideTheLoopRadio.com, and I will, of course, plug your gigs, just like we're doing for the band Deeper. Broadcasting from the Chicago Vocational Career Academy here in the South Chicago neighborhood at 2100 East 87th Street, here on the second floor, Mr. Stieber's History Classroom. I hear Mr. Stieber's a pretty good teacher, is that right?
Yes.
And you're not just saying that because he's here, right?
He's a really good teacher.
That's very good. I've joined right now by Pierre Walton, who is a senior here at the school. Also, Shakayla Walker, she's a junior, and Monique Covington is also a junior. Let's talk a little bit about your life here at high school. I know that, again, in the news, we hear a lot of bad stuff about CPS, and there's contract negotiations and funding and credit ratings and all that stuff. But you guys have a pretty cool community here in high school. And I just want to explore a little bit about the things that you guys are doing and you're interested in here in high school. Monique, what are you interested in here? What are you up to?
Basically, I'm just trying to get back on track and just get out of high school, go to college. I'm ready to start my career.
And do you feel that what you've gone through here at this school, I mean, it's been a overall positive experience? I mean, high school is high school, right? We've all been there. I know. I remember how it was when I was a teenager. But overall, when you look back now at your years here, what do you think?
I improved, because freshman year, I wasn't good. I'm still making up classes from my sophomore year, and now I'm back on track. So when senior year come around, I'll be all right.
Cool.
Be ready.
Shakayla, what about you? Same questions.
Me, I'm pretty much interested in getting myself into different activities. I'm in different sports here at CVCA. I run track. I'm on a volleyball team. I was on a bowling team. I have done after school matters. I love to sing. School, it's been pretty much easy for me since my freshman year. I kept my head up, like I said earlier. I basically just went to class on time and got my work done. I've been getting pretty decent grades ever since I started high school. I fell off a little bit this year, but I'm trying to get myself back up there, trying to stay on track, basically. And now I think I'm pretty much ready for my senior year, but I'm just very anxious to see what's going to happen after I graduate from high school.
Yeah. And Pierre, what about you, the big senior here at the table?
Well, me, yeah, my high school life has been good, actually. Like, since my freshman year, I heard a lot of people say, don't slack off your freshman year. Just do it. Just do good. That's what I did. So since I did that, the rest of my years went back smoothly. I'm here at CVS. I'm on student council. I serve on student council with five other people. I'm in auto mechanics, diesel. That's my major. And I played on the baseball team. I did volleyball for a little while, and I did softball. So, and then, like, me, I'm pretty much a mellow person. So, like, at my school, I'm cool with everybody. So, like, I love high school.
You do seem cool with everybody.
Yeah, I'm
cool with everybody. Yeah, cool so, Pierre.
Yeah.
That's what I'll call you. Here in school with your friends, what are some of the things that you guys talk about? Obviously, there's high school stuff. There's all the drama that goes in with high school. But do you guys ever talk about, you know, the next step or living in the city or, you know, these sort of bigger issues like what's going on in your neighborhoods? Do you guys have those conversations with your friends or your family? Does that ever come up?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are some of the things you talk about?
We talk about our future a lot, like what we want to do after high school and stuff. But then we talk about our neighborhoods, like sometimes like we'll be bored at home. We wish we can just like do something within the school year. I like Ron, like the mayor, he got the we did the one summer in Chicago for us. Like I love that, but I want to do something after school sometime if it's not in our sports season.
So you want some sort of program or some sort of activity that you could go to after school?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you guys?
Me and my friends, we talk about our future and what we gonna do, but it's been times where we sat down, we talked about like the homeless, and I told my friends like I actually care about people, and I wanted to open like a homeless shelter for women and men so they wouldn't have to live on the street, because I don't like to see people ask for change and all that. So I'll try my best to help them out.
That's a great goal. I mean, and there are unfortunately a lot of homeless people here in Chicago, all over the city of Chicago, really. But that's really great. So the homeless population, the issue of homelessness is something that you guys are actually talking about.
Yes.
What do you guys think of Chicago overall as a city? And I know that's a pretty big question. It's a pretty big city. But from your experiences now as upperclassmen in high school, what do you guys think of Chicago?
I love Chicago because like, I've been to other cities, and like, I asked, like, when I went out of town to Alabama, I forget which part I was in, with my cousins, and I was like, what is it to do here? And they like, nothing really, we just sit around. I'm like, man, y'all had to come to Chicago because there's a lot of stuff to do here.
Yeah,
we go somewhere like go paintball shoot and go to the movies, go out to eat. Like, they don't have that stuff where I was at. So I'm like, man, I love Chicago. I want to leave someday, but I'm not really looking forward to it. I might live in Chicago when I get older.
Yeah. What about you guys? What do you think of the city?
I love Chicago because our city is known for history. So it's been times, just like Pierre said, when he went out of town and stuff. I went to Louisiana. And it really wasn't nothing to do there. So my auntie, she was like, it's not like Chicago. Chicago got Millennium Park and Navy Pier and all that. She was like, in Louisiana, we only got one water park. I'm like, I don't want to go there because it was boring. So, yeah, I love my city.
Yeah, for all the things that we hear about, all the problems that we have here in the city, and there are a lot. I mean, sometimes we forget how lucky we are to live in the city that we live in or the area that we live in. And Shakayla, what about you?
I've pretty much been in Chicago all my life. I never really traveled the world. That's why I'm so anxious to go and explore the world more. But in Chicago as a whole, I really like it. I know we have plenty of things we can go and do and explore and things like that, like go to the movies, go downtown, all types of stuff. And it's fun.
Now, Pierre, you said that you would probably come back to Chicago. Shakayla, you said that you're going to big old New York City, but do you guys think that eventually you would want to live, come back here and live in the city?
Yeah, I think so. Like, my neighborhood now, I was just talking about my friend, telling my friend this the other day, like, if I see a house for sale when I'm in my, like, late 20s, early 30s in my neighborhood, I would back.
There you go.
I love my neighborhood.
There you go. Shakayla?
Maybe one day. I mean, I was thinking about maybe trying to start over in New York, start a new life in New York, but of course my family is still in Chicago. I would love to come back, and I'll probably end up living with my mother for a couple of times before I go back to New York. But if it ever comes down to that point, well, I have to come back and I have to start over in Chicago again, I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
I would stay. I would come back.
And Monique, what about you?
I wouldn't mind coming back. Like, I just love my city, and if I ever have kids in the future, I'll let them know how, you know, we should be grateful for our city.
All right. Very cool. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll talk about the future of Chicago coming up after the break. I'm here at the Chicago Vocational Career Academy at 2100 East 87th Street in the South Chicago neighborhood, talking about the future of Chicago with some really cool high school students. This is Outside the Loop. I'm Mike Steven here on 720 WGN. WGN, Mike Steven here on Outside the Loop, Chicago's almost above ground audio magazine, listening to the tunes from the band Deeper this morning. DeeperChicago.bandcamp.com is their website, and they have a show Tuesday, May 26th at the Empty Bottle on Western. We're coming to you this morning from the Chicago Vocational Career Academy in the South Chicago neighborhood at 2100 East 87th Street. I'm here in Mr. Stieber's history classroom on the second floor with some great high school students, Pierre Walton, Shakayla Walker, and Monique Covington. Let's talk about the future of the city of Chicago. If Mayor Emanuel happened to be standing in this room right now, what would you tell him? What would you advise him to do? What sort of decisions should he make to ensure a good future for everyone that's your age and younger? Because you guys are the next generation here in Chicago. What would you tell the mayor?
Well, I'd probably tell him, like, every time I see the mayor on TV, he's like, seems like he's on the north side at some school. I'm like, come to the south side and come talk to the students more over here, probably. And, like, you'll probably see a broad perspective of what the students got to say about their school, and you'd be like, oh, maybe we need to change this or put this program in place or do this, do that. Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. So come on down to the south side, Mayor Emanuel.
Yeah.
It's good times down here. Yeah. Shakayla, what about you?
I would say maybe he should help us. Like, me as a young person, I have a kind of hard time trying to find a job. Help make it easier to find a job. Like, don't make it all hard. I mean, like, I know it's some challenges we have to go through in the world, but I know some people have a struggle with going and finding jobs. I think there should be more jobs because I haven't really seen that much availability for any jobs, and I've just been looking and looking, and I could really use that right now.
What do you think, Monique?
I say minimum wage. And more job opportunities for teens.
So increase that minimum wage.
Yes, increase it.
What about, you know, as we talk about the future of Chicago, I mean, we talked a little bit before, and Monique, you brought this up about making a difference. And you guys being 17 and 18 years old, sometimes you feel like, you know, oh, I'm still figuring everything out. What can I do as one person to make an impact? Do you guys ever think about, you know, when you leave here impacting the world, impacting the city? I know, Monique, you talked about the homeless issue, and you have talked about that with your friends, and what can we do to just eradicate homelessness? But, and that's great. What else in terms of making a difference? Have you guys thought about that when you leave here, what you plan to do and how you can influence others?
See, I got a little nephew, so we be talking to him sometimes, and my sister be telling him, like, you don't want to make these decisions when you get older. Like, I made some bad decisions, but I look over them, look past them, and I better myself as a person. And we just be telling him, like, when you go to school, take it serious, because some people in Africa, they wish they had, like, the education we have. And he be like, okay, I'll take it. I be just telling him, like, school is cool, you know.
School is cool.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
It's real cool. Yeah. So, and you learn a lot, you know, and teachers will help you. So make the right decision.
And take advantage of the opportunities that you're presented with in school. Shakayla, what about you?
I say, basically, when I first started high school, well, they didn't have a program at my school, but it's a program. It's basically to help influence people to treat everybody as an equal. The program is basically saying that people with an intellectual disability should be treated as people too, because, you know, some people are afraid of people who have intellectual disabilities because the way that they act and they treat them differently. And I'm in a program at school, it's called Best Buddies, and we have to build a friendship with a person with an intellectual disability. So if I could, like, I've been in this program, this is my second year being in the program, and it's to help get the word out, to help everybody, to influence people to not act like that towards them. They're human too. And I could relate that to everyday life, like, because everybody is everybody. You can't go around and judge everybody based on what they look like or how they act, because you don't know what's going on in their life. So if I could do it, I could try to influence people to make better decisions and treat people as equal. And I think that's pretty much what I do. And I could do that with pretty much anything. Probably not anything, but most things in life. I think that's fair.
And I think it's great that you guys can all answer that question, because a lot of times, you know, we think about high school students and maybe we write high school students off. Oh, they're teenagers. But, I mean, you guys are very impressive because you are really thinking about, you're thinking about how you think and how you perceive the world, but also you're thinking beyond yourselves. And I think that if everyone in your generation did that, I think this city would have a really bright future. So it's very exciting and heartening for me to sit here in this classroom here in South Chicago and hear the three of you talk about that. And I think it's exciting for anyone listening to our conversation, because you guys are, you're awesome. You really are awesome. And maybe you don't hear that enough. I know Mr. Stieber probably says that you guys are awesome. They're awesome, right, Mr. Stieber? That's why they're here. That's why they're here. But really, guys, keep doing what you're doing, because I think you are inspirational, really, for a lot of other people, especially your age. You've got the world just is the door is wide open. And I'm very excited for where you guys are going to end up. And best of luck with everything. And thank you so much for coming here, not during school hours, and doing this radio show. I mean, that also speaks a lot to you guys. And I'm just very excited about the future of the city, because we've got you guys as a part of it right now. So thank you to Pierre Walton, Monique Covington, and Shakayla Walker. Guys, best of luck with everything, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll do this again next week, right?
Yeah. Yes.
This is fun. This is a lot of fun. Mike Steven here on Outside the Loop, coming to you from the Chicago Vocational Career Academy at 2100 East 87th Street in the South Chicago neighborhood. We'll take a short break. We'll come back, and Mr. Fix-It Lou Manfredini is here on 720 WGN. Thanks for listening to Outside the Loop. Show number 449 is in the books. We'll talk to you again next time right here on 720 WGN.